Hello, Audio Boo. It's Pawari here. It is Good Friday, the 6th of April, and it's just a little bit after midday, and this is my Audio Boo. I just thought I'd do a quick boo on two apps for the iPad, and iPhone, so iOS apps, that I have found to be absolutely brilliant this week, and I thought I'd share them with you. The first one is a to-do application. Now, I used to run to-do, as in T-O-D-O, one word, which was a lovely looking app. It had a very sort of journal feel, notebook feel. It had little, the graphics had the little metal rings for the side of the notebook, and it did look really, really attractive. But it was getting slower and slower and slower as I used it, to the point where it's becoming completely unusable, because every time I needed to add a to-do, I would switch it on, have to go away, wait for it to warm up, then type it in, and there would be a delay typing it, and a delay to get to the window to set it to the right category, and it was just getting really frustrating. So I started researching again, and I still got this problem where the app I want needs to be able to do repeating to-dos. So I have various things which recur on days of the week, on several weeks' time, several days' time, various things I need to remember to do at certain stages. And very few to-do apps, especially the ones that look nice and are fairly simple to use, very few apps do this. And I was resigning myself to spending out the money for OmniFocus, but didn't really want to, because OmniFocus is complete overkill for my general day-to-day use. But I found an app, and it was a paid app. It was fairly pricey, but nowhere near as pricey as OmniFocus. Cunningly enough, called To-Do, but with the numeral 2, D-O. And it's a really brilliant app. I didn't like the screenshots originally when I was looking for to-do apps the first time round. And still wasn't utterly keen, but the reviews did say really good. And I thought, well, I'll put up with the graphics for the functionality. But it's actually really quite customizable, and the graphics on the actual iPad look so much better than the images they've put up on the review page. And it's fantastic. It's really quick to use. I can really easily categorize things. Absolutely fab. Very, very quick. I've said that already. And has all the repeating tasks that I need to do. Really, really good. So I highly recommend that app if you are looking for a to-do list manager, especially if you've got a lot of repeating tasks that you want to keep track of. So that, absolutely fab. And it does have some sort of, you know, because you've got categories, you can quite easily use it as a sort of GTD system. You can set alarms. There's tons of options which I've hidden. You can put notes on it, you can put audio on it, you can put locations on it, you can put tags on it. You can make it as simple or as complicated as you need. And you can even put a URL on it. So if you need to remember a certain website you need to click through to for that action, then you can add that to it. So for the price and the functionality, it is absolutely superb. So do give that a look. It's To-Do, numeral 2, D-O. And the second app that I found is really good. I've been trying to find a shopping list app. I tend to have a routine. It's one day a week. I go around the house with my shopping list app and just check for things that have run out to build up my shopping list for the week. I've been using Splash Shopper, and again, over time, it's got worse and worse. It seems to crash a lot. I can't print out the list, and I don't want to pay separately for the iPhone app to sync it to that, and it just wasn't working for me. But I've done a bit of research, and it's not showing the full title of the app now. Let me just pause and find it. It's called Grocery Gadget, and I've got the basic version, which is only 69p. And again, you can put all your list in. It syncs beautifully to the iPhone, but even better, because I've set it up as a group, Rob can add stuff to his list on his iPhone, and it will appear in my list. So when I get round to do the shopping, I've got everything there. You can sort it by aisle, you can sort it by alphabetically, and you tick stuff off as you go around the shop. It's really, really useful, really quick to use, and just works. And that's just brilliant. Take care, all.